Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Jessica. And we're two sisters momming, homeschooling, adventuring with our kids in the Pacific Northwest.
We are by no means experts, but we love to chat about what is and isn't working in our own lives.
Join in the conversation at homeschooladventurespod@gmail.com.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
How is your new city?
It's great. We're really enjoying it. There's a lot to do.
We miss you guys here, though.
I know. We're, like, having fun on all these adventures, but it's not quite the same without our besties.
Hopefully we can be there sometime soon.
Yeah, we're counting down the days, and we're harassing you nonstop.
Yes. So you're going camping soon.
Yes, our last camping trip of the year. We're hoping it's not going to get too cold.
Yeah.
But we're heading back to Glacier. We went there last year.
You guys are obsessed.
Yeah, I think we are. We really just like fell in love. It's so beautiful and there's so much wildlife and we're so excited to get back there.
You guys did that epic trip through like Yellowstone and everything. It was your favorite, right?
Yeah, and the funny thing is I was sure that Yellowstone was going to be my favorite park and that would be the one we'd be wanting to get back to. And we loved Yellowstone, but Glacier was just like really special to us. So we're skipping Yellowstone this year and we're just going to hang out in Glacier for a while.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And to take lots of pictures.
Yeah, we always do. Take way too many. Mm-hmm. So how's life with your new baby?
It's going good.
He's so cute.
I think because I put in the time with two fussy babies, maybe I'm getting an easier one this time, or maybe I'm just jinxing myself, but
yeah, he's super chill.
He's a very chill little guy, so I'm hoping it stays that way, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I already jinxed myself. I had him sleep through the night, like two nights in a row. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm killing it. I figured it out. I cracked the code, and then last night he was up most of the night, so definitely haven't figured it out yet.
They but sure are good about keeping you on your toes. Oh, like, yes. Right? Just when you think you figure something out, they change it up.
Exactly. But he's doing really good. The kids are adjusting.
Yeah. How are they doing with it?
I totally thought my youngest, because she's obsessed with babies, was mm-hmm. going to be way more into it than she is, but she gets pretty grossed out with him.
She doesn't like the dirty diapers and the spit up and all the things that come with a new baby.
Yeah. I mean, we have a video of her, like, the first time she met him. I, like, put him in her arms and she saw, like, the umbilical cord on his stomach and she was out so fast. She's like, take him away.
It's
gross. So, yeah. She's adjusting, but
yeah. She just likes to admire him from a little bit of a distance, right?
Yeah, today, what was it? She wanted to hold him, and then she said there's like a little wet spot. I was like, that's pretty normal for babies. And she's like, I don't want him.
Nope, I'm done.
Yeah, so she gets grossed out, but they're doing well.
Yeah, your oldest is really just enjoying the big brother role.
Yeah, he's actually adjusted way better than I expected. So
yeah, he had a lot of worries about what it was going to be like, and
I think a lot of it was just like the lead up for him, like not knowing what it was going to be like and like having these ideas that he was just assuming. So then now that he's here and he sees that life isn't all that different, he's done really well with it.
Yeah, so I think
so far so good.
Yeah, the lead up. And sometimes, like, the unknown can be so much more
right?
scary.
I'm the same way, so I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about some different, like, challenging times. I mean, I guess that's really the only way I know of to say it. But just, like, times that aren't as easy when you get out of your routine or life, you know, kind of hands you some curveballs.
Right, and how that affects homeschooling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's the first one that, like, you would say, like, that you've dealt with lately and how it affects homeschooling?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would put this one in the challenge category, but I do think that a lot of people have – it's, I guess, more dealing with what other people's opinion of it would be, but a lot of people think that homeschooling an only child would be too challenging to really take on. I know there's a lot of people who are hesitant about it. And I know I've gotten a lot of like pushback from people when they find out that we homeschool, like, but he's an only child. And how do you get him to be socialized and all of those things? So it seems like an only child, just like people don't really know how that would look for homeschooling. So I was just going to talk about a few things that work for us.
Okay.
So one thing about homeschooling and only, or really just having an only child, is you are kind of everything. So you're, you know, not only the parent and the homeschool teacher, but you're the playmate and, you know, you're it. Like, it's just you guys. So especially being someone who's more introverted, I think it's really important to find time to just chill and, you know, have some downtime to yourself so you can make sure that those interactions that you do have with your kiddo are just really positive and that you can, you know, fill their buckets as well. So I think that would be like one of the biggest things, is just having, setting some things up so they have some time on their own, and then you can just kind of regroup before you have to come back in and play together.
You've done really well with that. I feel like you're the one that taught me about like doing audiobooks and stuff, which is always a win for us too. I can send them off to listen to an audiobook and finish cleaning up or whatever I need to do.
Yes, he absolutely loves listening to his audiobooks. So he's always happy to take a little bit of time and work on Legos while he's listening, or just have some time to himself outside while he's listening. So that always works really well. So I can just kind of like read my book or take a few minutes to myself to regroup.
Right.
Also, something that has just kind of had to be a part of our lives is getting around other people. So getting to the parks or setting up play dates, like that's just something that is like a non-negotiable, because my kiddo loves to be around other people. So he'd be really bored if it was just he and I day in and day out. So
he's very social.
Yeah, we've made an effort to kind of go where the people are, even if we have to drive really far now, like
yeah.
How long does it take us to get here? An hour and a half?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the worst.
It's worth it, though.
Yeah. Someday we'll be closer.
Yes.
What is there left? Toddler. Yeah. Having a toddler.
Yeah. So you tackled this challenge. So figuring out how to homeschool with a toddler.
Yeah, with a toddler. So when I decided to start homeschooling, I had my son, who I was teaching, and then I also had a very busy toddler. So that kind of was something that I had to figure out slowly. I started thinking like with it, I was like, oh, like she'll just join in on it and she'll totally have the same attention span as like, you know, my son. But
it didn't work out like
that. No, it did not. Obviously, her being a busy toddler, it's not going to work the same as, you know, my older kiddo. So I think I slowly kind of realized that I needed to let her do her own thing and not expect her to even like be involved at all in our lessons, unless, you know, she wanted to be.
Right.
So like kind of just leaving that up to her if she wanted to join or not. And I think the more I pushed her and like, oh, come listen, like
the less she wanted to do it.
So the more often that I was just like, you know, this is what we're going to be doing, these are your options, the more interested she became in like sitting and coming in while we were reading or whatever it may be. So,
and you're so good about having lots of those options, for her to turn to. So there's always tons of fun activities that they have access to anytime.
Right. I think like the night before, a big one was like having like one or two like busy work activities that I could have her do, like during times when I knew she wasn't going to want to be involved and I needed like quiet time. So just having like little busy work things, like I think one of our favorites for a long time was those Easter eggs, and having her match them with different colors or putting colored things into the right, just things that kept her busy while I was doing things. And then slowly she became more interested in wanting to be involved. But during the toddler phase, I think
That's helpful. Yeah. And she's turned into like the most creative like crafter. So she'll just go off on her own and make these elaborate creations.
Yes. She tries to save all of our trash lately to try to go and create things. So we just have these piles of trash lately. But yes, she's very, very creative.
She is. Okay. Next one up, we have apartment living, which you aren't as familiar with. We are back in an apartment while we're house hunting right now. So it's kind of brought up some of the challenges we dealt with before when we were in an apartment in between houses. So I think that apartment living is like in a league of its own. Like it's not just about the small square footage. Like you have to worry about, you know, disturbing your neighbors because you're all just in such tight quarters. And there's not really an outdoor, I mean, at least the times that we've lived in apartments, there isn't really your own outdoor space to like send your kid out into.
That would be challenging.
Yeah. So it's been an adjustment going back to it, but I feel like we just need to get our footing and like our routines in order. And my kiddo loves to be loud. So, and I'm always super worried about like making things uncomfortable for other people. So it's a hard adjustment for us to go into apartment living where I'm not the whole time shushing him, because I certainly don't want to be doing that. But I think what's really worked is we try to get out first thing in the morning while energy is really, really high for him. And we go somewhere where he can just be loud and wild. Like lately we've been just going to this park that's not too far away. So I always tell him like, okay, like save your energy and your voice for when we can get outside.
Don't you feel like that helps so much with like mom guilt throughout the day? I'm like, if I can get out first thing in the morning, then it's like we have a slow, you know, mundane rest of the day. I'm like, okay, but we still got out.
But we got out.
Yeah.
And that's hard for us because we are not morning people.
No, I was going to say mornings are rough.
It's been an adjustment to get like right out the door, but I've noticed how much it helps just with the rest of our afternoon.
Right.
Like just running and playing. And I tell him he can be as loud as he wants out there, but
there's so many things that are said now, like proven that by giving kids that outside time every day, even if it's just brief, that it helps in tons of ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've noticed a huge difference like in our lives for sure.
Yeah.
We also like try to set up right away when we like get into our apartment. Like right now we're not unloading a ton of our stuff since we plan to be there briefly, but just setting up some spaces like right away that are just for him and where he can play or where he can read. And like he loves to be outside, so we have a very tiny balcony, but just making sure that he has like a little space out there where he can look out the window and just kind of feel a little bit homey, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's helped a lot too. Mm-hmm. And then just like finding things around us that are fun to do. So we've been doing like an ice cream and park day. We go to a park that's a little bit further away from us every Saturday now. And so just like making that routine like right away.
Yeah. I feel like that's how it's always been. Like when you moved into the other apartment a while ago, I feel like there's like a little bit of like an adjustment phase, and then you get your groove, and then you figure it out, and you have your spots, and it all works out.
Yeah. It's like that first few days, you're just like, what are we doing?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't do this. This is so hard. But I think if you just try to hit the ground running, even though it's not exactly pleasant, but you'll just get used to it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And then just having a baby and like even being pregnant too, that can definitely cause more of a challenge with homeschooling.
Yes. What were some of those challenges you faced?
So with being pregnant, I just think, you know, you obviously have way less energy. And I think obviously caffeine was
a big adjustment.
But I think just not expecting too much and allowing those days when you feel like it's going to be a great lesson day. And if you're just not feeling it, being able to be like, okay, now it's not a great time. We can come back to this and try again later this week.
Right.
Just having a baby, that still applies. Like there's still days where like I didn't get much sleep and
I have
to just be okay with it. Just being, you know, a slow day where maybe we don't get to even half of what I had originally planned.
And just not being hard on yourself about that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think because I'm so excited for like our new school year, like I'm trying to work into getting that routine going. And then I have to kind of stop and remind myself, like, okay, we did just have a baby. Yeah.
That is really crazy timing to have a baby right at the start of, like, when you're in full planning mode.
Exactly. So I think just giving myself grace and just being, like, you know, able to cut back where I need to. And I think reminding myself that if I'm pushing myself too hard, that it's just going to postpone healing, which is not helpful in the long run either.
Exactly. I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, the newborn baby is the lesson. So it's okay.
I love that idea.
They're learning so much just from having, you know, a newborn in the home.
Exactly. And I think with this baby having, like, some complications after, like, preeclampsia.
Yeah, that's
postpartum preeclampsia is something that I've never experienced before. So that kind of forces me to take things slower and just realize that we aren't going to be able to do all the things on the list this week. But I think slowly kind of getting into a routine is kind of what we've been doing this week is, you know, just starting that, getting into the routine of, like, okay, when we wake up, we're going to be doing a couple things here and there. And
just starting really slow.
Exactly. And then having some things in the morning that, like, my kids can do that, like, if I'm slower to get up in the morning and get things ready to go, having some of the schoolwork that they can do independently. So, like, by the time we're starting, you know, we've already got a good few steps going. I think it helps in.
Yeah, and I've seen your kids, like, step up. Like, they know that you are not at your optimum health right now, and they're, like, willing to help out more and just check on you. I think that's really cool.
Right, and my son, he's a total kind of, like, type A. Like, he likes to be in charge, and so giving him, you know, the reins of, like, here, you can help your sister with, like, these little things. Like, he loves that.
She loves that.
So.
Yes, because she idolizes him.
Yes, exactly. So it's cute. I think delegating can be helpful too. So,
yeah, I mean, I think the kids are capable of so much more than we ever give them credit for. And during these, like, more challenging times where you're kind of forced to, like, ask for help and, and get their help, we can kind of see how they can rise up to the occasion and and really, like, the confidence that they get out of it from knowing, you know, what a help they are. I think that's huge for them.
Agreed.
So we kind of tend to beat ourselves up and say, like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing my best. Like, I'm failing them. But I think in the long run, when we look back, we're going to see that, like, okay, like, we might not have been at our best, but it inspired them to kind of rise and, and we all work together.
Exactly.
Okay, so what about moving? We both kind of have done this more than we
We're like professional movers at this point.
It's the worst. Like, I always say I'm never moving again, but then here we are.
Then we do. So moving while homeschooling.
It's so fun, right?
I mean, moving with kids in general sucks.
It's terrible.
But moving and while trying to homeschool and keep a routine going is kind of
the worst.
Awful.
Yeah.
But you know you always get through it.
You do. And it always seems like you're not going to get through it, but you get to the other side.
Yeah. I think, like, the panic, I always feel like, oh my goodness, we're so out of our routine. We're never going to get back to it. And all of that on top of trying to pack up a house is brutal, but it always works out. So
what are some of the things that have helped you?
So, like I've already kind of said, is finding things that they can do independently. Like, so, like, if.
So you can pack boxes and things.
Yeah, exactly. Like with my kids, they like to feel like they're involved a lot of the time. So I would let them find things that they could do, like, in their own rooms to pack and things like that. My kids love to color on all the boxes. Yeah. And I think just finding ways to implement that they're still, you know, part of packing.
Right.
A little bit.
Like, that they're helping.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, it's so much easier to do it on my own.
Exactly.
So I get most of the work done when he's asleep, but I do also want him to feel like he's contributing.
Like,
so
they get that
small little chunks during the day, right?
Yes, definitely. And I think just getting to the point when you know you have to completely let go of your routine and even lessons altogether while you're in that transition and just, you know, be at peace knowing that, you know, once we get our footing and we're moved in, it'll all be back to normal.
And they're learning so much, like, along the way.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, my kiddo was talking to the movers and learning, like, what, you know, they do.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, all this talk about with our realtor and our mortgage consultant and at our closing. So I feel like there's lessons all throughout. Definitely. So you don't have to beat yourself up too much about
it. Kids are always losing. They're always learning.
They are. They're picking up on everything.
And so I think just being okay with that.
Yeah. So we kind of do the same thing. We let go of most of the lessons as soon as we're like getting down to the wire or whatever. But we usually pick something to continue. And so it always ends up being our read aloud. So I feel like it's been something to keep us grounded throughout, like where I feel like we're still doing something together and learning. So we usually keep our read aloud going.
Right. I always feel like as long as we're like reading a little bit,
right,
we're still kind of, we're still in the routine a bit.
Yes. The last thing to do is take all the library books back to the library. So we hang on to those till the last minute. And also something that's really helped is before I pack up all of his stuff, just saying, you know, what do we want out left out till the very last minute? That's, and that just gives him, because I think it's hard for kids to watch all of their stuff be put away and then they're looking for something and you're like, sorry.
Kind of gives them a sense of control.
Right, totally. And when there's not a lot that they feel in control of.
Right.
I don't know. So what else?
So we are introverts.
I don't know. I feel like we touch on that every single episode. It's a big part of who we are, maybe.
I think so. But I think like when it comes to homeschooling, you're already kind of in a way more isolated than other kids. So then when you're an introvert on top of it, you kind of still have to find that balance of like getting out and stuff. Even though sometimes that does not sound like a good time.
It doesn't. It never ever sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
I think over the years, I have like tried to do too much, and then we end up being like grouchy and not that much fun to be around.
Right.
So I think I've learned that I have to do those kind of like extroverted things in small doses.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's... So I have lots of recovery time.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, that was joining a co-op, which I was really on the fence with. I was like, this is going to be so draining.
You might have gotten a lot of pressure from me, so I'm sorry about that.
My kids needed it too, but I think joining a co-op takes so much stress off of like,
it does,
need to know that like we're still socializing, my kids are still getting out there,
and right, at least you know there's like that one time you know that you're gonna get out there into the wide world.
Yeah, so I just think finding the right balance of getting social interactions while still not depleting your own energy is the way to go. Because obviously if you deplete your own energy, then nobody wins.
Nobody wins. It's true. It's
a lose-lose. So finding that balance, I think, is really important.
Yeah, learning how to say no. You can't say yes to everything.
That's hard. Yeah.
It is.
So what are you obsessing over?
Okay, we have loved the Grandpa Beck's games. I think I probably talked about some of them already, but we recently got Cover Your Kingdom. It's if anyone's ever played their game that's been around for a while called Cover Your Assets, it's kind of a spin off of that, and I'd say it's more like a kid friendly spin.
Yeah,
but we've been enjoying that one. We have loved taking it camping with us last few times, so
we loved that one.
It's a good one.
That one's awesome.
And you?
I feel like I'm just going to be talking about baby products for forever now, but we have been loving the outlet monitor.
Yes.
I think just with my own like worries and stuff with having a newborn, being able to have like a little monitor that tells me how he's doing.
I mean, it's pretty advanced. It does more than just like...
Yeah, it's like the baby's heart rate, and then on top of it, it also says their oxygen level, and then I have a nice little camera, so being able to see all of that has been great.
Yeah. A weight off your shoulders.
Yes, exactly. So it's worth the hype, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I've loved it, so.
Yeah, anything that, like, can help you get a little bit more sleep during this stage is probably fantastic.
Yes. So I guess until next time.
Until next time.